Hey, hi, how are you? It's 6:01, Andy and Mel. Good morning. An eventful morning in Sioux Falls, as a matter of fact. There's a bit of breaking news this morning, like real stuff. 49th and Western to 46th Street is all blocked off. I saw one report. Was the interstate bridge still, was that closed off too?
No, that was open.
That was open. Okay, mm-hmm. I saw a report that said the bridge was closed off. There was a high-speed chase in Sioux Falls this morning that started at about 2:30. Essentially, what happened was Sioux Falls Police, Highway Patrol, Minnehaha County Sheriff's Office, and Lincoln County Sheriff's Office were involved in this chase. Resulted in a police officer being injured and taken away by ambulance. He was run over. There were shots fired. Believe the suspect was the one who was shot. The area around the scene is completely closed off. So from on Western Avenue from 49th to 46th is totally closed off.
You are able to turn.
Yeah, you can turn at 49th.
Yes.
Because I actually was on my way to work and turned off at 46th and was like, I had no idea what was happening because it was just blocked off and there was not a huge police presence right there.
Yeah, there's just a few police officers.
There was one car at 46th, another car down at 49th, and then they had barricades up, and I was like, oh, is there something wrong with the utility? Or
right.
That was what went through my head when I drove by there. But
yeah, you would have thought at that time of day,
just
possibly.
Well, and the lack of police presence, but there was a whole lot more there. And then, as it turns out, they were all assembled down at 57th and Western, where they had the command post set up and all that. So it's basically all we know about that at this point. The street will, Western Avenue will be blocked off for most of the morning. So if you got to go down Western, you're going to want to take a different route. I would recommend probably Louise. Well, I wouldn't recommend Louise, but it's probably the one most people are going to take.
Probably going to be your best option this morning, I would say.
I would imagine.
Depends where you have to go.
Tennis Lane in front of our building here will be a little busier than it normally is.
I would imagine as well.
Because that usually gets busy when people want to go east on 57th.
And, yeah.
And it's really backed up there. Cars will start coming down 59th to Tennis Lane. So, but anyway, the suspect, what had happened was sat through a green light at an intersection, don't know which intersection, sat through a green light and then crossed over the center line.
Ah.
And they attempted to pull her over, and she did not pull over, and it turned into a chase. So as soon as we know more, we'll let you know. The incident is over, essentially. So, I mean, there isn't a whole lot more to find out at this point. The officer was taken to the hospital. And so was the suspect. So as soon as there's supposed to be a briefing at 10:30 this morning, we should know a whole lot more after that happens. So that's about it this morning. That is what's going on right now. Other stuff. Well, my daughter's feeling better.
That's good.
It was such a fun day, sick day. It really was. Because Monday night was not fun. I sat at the doctor's office for 2 hours waiting for labs to come back. Which wasn't that big a deal. I found a cool article in an old ESPN magazine about Joe Mauer.
Cool.
That ate up some time. Jackie fell asleep. Fever. She had just thrown up. That was the final straw.
Yeah.
And, of course, it was viral. Everything came back negative. So, and
you're kind of, like, disappointed when that happens.
Well, kind of, because if it's, like, something that can be treated with antibiotics, you know it's going away soon.
Exactly. And if it's viral, everybody can get it.
Yeah, and well, and you can get it taken care of more quickly too.
Exactly.
The bigger thing. I mean, I always prefer to have a bacterial infection. Just
Something antibiotics can be 24 hours.
Yeah, rock the antibiotics we're good. But yeah, so we basically did a whole lot of playing and fixed her coloring desk that the light bulbs were burned out of. I tried to shape a piece of acrylic plastic glass, whatever, kind of like plexiglass, really thin sheet.
Yeah.
To put on the tracing part of her little Tykes coloring table.
Nice.
It's kind of hard to shape and cut. You don't cut it, you break it.
Gotcha.
And let me just say the breaks were not square.
I'm sure not.
No. It turned out better than I thought, but I just didn't do it big enough.
Oh.
And so it's now, I gave up. But at least I got the light bulbs in it. That was tricky. Lost a couple of screws. I'm still wondering what Jackie did with them.
I probably lost them, but anyway.
Or they're in the toy box.
Yeah.
That's where everything ends up.
The debate last night.
Blah, blah, blah.
I was watching baseball.
Blah, blah.
And the baseball game was kind of boring, too, even though it was fun to watch the Yankees continue to look like a AAA baseball team against good teams.
We watched part of The Voice, which was, it's, this go around is so cool because they have that where you can steal somebody.
Oh.
And it's so much better.
Really?
I love it. Yeah. It makes it so much more interesting. So somebody, you know, when they pick from their team, so you've got both people singing and she, let's say Christina picks so-and-so, then any of them.
Like in the last season when she picked the really good country singer and she ended up booting them or whatever. Wasn't that the deal? Or it was somebody that would have fit better on Blake's team?
Yeah. Well, no, but no, it's now during when they're having the competition where they're singing up against each other.
Oh, wait, no, it was the local gal.
Yeah.
They picked Christina.
Yeah, they
and
picked
I
Christina. They should have went with Blake,
kind of
I think.
Not smart.
Yeah, Haley.
Haley, yeah.
Haley Steele. Yeah, so that was pretty interesting. And then we've watched Spy Kid 2 for the 100 millionth time.
Oh, is that all you've seen it?
That's it, yeah. Okay. I have it memorized. It has the most ridiculous amount of puns in that movie.
From the reports that we have from it, I watched about, I don't know, 5 minutes of it, and I got bored because it was the same old, I'm interrupting here. No, it's my turn. No, it's my turn. No,
I know. I didn't even want to look at Facebook.
It was, oh.
As I was annoyed.
Twitter was so much cooler during The Walking Dead than it was during the debate, let me tell you. it was more high energy than the last one. Multiple direct confrontations between the two. Both parties are claiming victory early this morning. There was a college student that asked the candidates what the unemployment situation would look like when he graduates. Romney said keeping college costs affordable was essential and that he had a 5-point plan for the economy. I will make sure you have a job when you graduate in 2014. Obama said Governor Romney doesn't have a 5-point plan. He has a 1-point plan to make sure that the people at the top play by a different set of rules. On the issue with the assassination of Americans over in Libya last month, Obama said the suggestion that anybody on my team, the Secretary of State, the UN ambassador, would play politics or mislead when we've lost four of our own is offensive. Romney accused the president of failing to publicly identify the Libyan attacks as an act of terror, at which point the moderator corrected him, saying he did call it an act of terror. So, That's basically the high points, highlights of last night of what happened. I didn't watch it. To me, I've already made up my decision. You know, that's the thing. I think most people have already decided by now.
I don't know if they can really be swayed either way. You know, I think the debates are interesting just to hear them fight. But
yeah.
Other than that, I think most people have made their decision.
I mean, the other thing I find amusing is it's almost like a sporting event without commercials.
Yeah.
But
it kind of is. I would rather they just go in a ring and punch it out.
Yeah. MMA style, get in the octagon.
Yeah.
There was an earthquake
in
Maine. A 4.0 magnitude earthquake centered in Hollis Center, Maine, 20 miles west of Portland, if you happen to know where Portland, Maine is. It was felt all over New England about 7:12 yesterday. City of Boston felt it. Pittsburgh felt it.
Wow.
Northern New Jersey felt the quake as well. No reports of any severe damage. Usually when they happen away from fault lines, it's usually really, really deep and very little happens.
Right.
I mean, they happen around here too, but kind of weird that it happened out there. And Beyonce, she's going to perform at the Super Bowl.
I read that. That's pretty awesome.
Uh-huh. I'm glad it isn't another old geezer. I was waiting for him to trot out Bruce Springsteen since he has a new album.
Let me take care of a room.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
I was reading some different stuff and an article popped up about what is Beyonce going to wear at the Super Bowl.
Football helmet.
Just a football helmet?
Well.
I'm sure they'll be careful around her cleavage area, I would guess.
I don't think that will be an issue.
Okay.
Hasn't been for 8 years.
I'm just saying.
Mostly because the cleavage we would have saw was 80-year-old man boobs. news is next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel.
Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7. Andy and Mel. It's 6:22. Up to 57 today. Wind advisory is in effect. Do not burn your garbage, Mel.
I will not be burning my garbage.
Don't burn your garbage. Internet quote of the day is:
everyone's all like, "I love Obama" or "I love Romney." I'm over here like, "I love wine."
All right.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is October 17th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not, because Wyclef Jean is 43 today. You know, Shakira's hips don't lie. Norm MacDonald's 49 today. He's a funny guy, but he's a terrible actor. Really bad. Really, really bad.
Okay.
Did you ever see that movie Screwed?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Mike Judge is 50 today.
Who?
Mike Judge. He's a genius. He's the man behind Office Space, Beavis and Butthead, and King of the Hill.
Oh.
He does the voices for Beavis, Butthead, and Hank Hill, by the way.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
George Wendt is 64 today. He was Norm on Cheers. Margot Kidder is 64 today. She was the Lois Lane.
Oh.
In the Superman movies in the 70s and 80s.
Back in the day?
Yeah.
The ones we watched?
Yeah. Kind of a hot mess back then. 1902, the first Cadillac was completed in Detroit. 1916, the movie A Daughter of the Gods starred a swimmer slash actress named Annette Kellerman, premiered with the first nude scene in a major feature film.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Scandalous.
1931, Al Capone was convicted of income tax evasion and sentenced to 11 years in prison. He was released 8 years later and spent the rest of his life as an invalid, crippled by syphilis. He died in 1947. Northwest Airlines became the first U.S. airline to serve in-flight alcoholic beverages on this day in 1949. 1989, an earthquake hit San Francisco right before Game 3 of the World Series between the Oakland A's and San Francisco Giants. Measured 7.1 on the Richter scale. Destroyed 100,000 buildings and killed 67 people.
Oh, my.
I remember I was watching it. They're right in the middle of pregame stuff.
Yeah.
Al Michaels is talking, and all of a sudden the signal goes out, and you hear, "I think we're having an earthquake here," and then that's it. It was gone.
Wow.
And they get back on the air later, and yeah. I think it was delayed for about a week.
Crazy.
1997, more than 2,000 people jammed into an Aurora, Colorado church for the funeral service of John Denver, who had passed away on the 12th of October that year from a plane crash. Warren G. regulated on Garth Brooks with a lawsuit alleging that Garth had infringed on his trademarked circled G logo.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
They eventually reached a settlement allowing both of them to use the G as their logo. But today is the greatest day I have ever known because, well, it does make me feel old. Eminem is 40 today.
No, he is not.
Yes, he is. Eminem is 40 today, and that is why today, October 17th, is Dirt.
Jay-Z has reportedly threatened Chris Brown. I'll tell you what that's all about coming up in the Dirt.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:40. We're going to top out at 57 today, but we've pretty much already hit our high right now. Temp's just going to keep falling all day. There's a chance of rain. What are you pointing at?
Sprinkles on the window.
There is? I don't see any sprinkles. All I see is a mirror of myself. I can't see sprinkles.
There are.
Because you know how when it's light inside and dark outside?
Yes.
Your windows become mirrors?
Yes.
This is even amplified when your windows are tinted.
There are sprinkles on the window.
Okay, I can't see them. You're just pointing at the window like, look, a window.
I can see them.
I can't! Come over here and you tell me where you see sprinkles. I'm serious. There is no sprinkles to be seen. You're pointing like, right. Duh! Oh, you're so stupid!
Well, I also have the light from outside shining it. up on it, so it's giving
I can see them.
Take my word for it. We have sprinkles this morning.
Done shaking your head at me now?
Yes.
Okay. What? You like the blinds? I had no idea what you were pointing at.
I said to you earlier we had rain, and you must not have been paying attention.
I was half paying attention because, do we? That was the last thing I remembered hearing. Anyway, the latest on this story with the police chase, Jerry's back from the scene, and according to Sam Clemens, the police information officer, it ended on Western Avenue near 229. There was a traffic stop. A trooper was trying to stop a vehicle that ended up stopping traffic in the area of 57th and Western. At some point, the suspect backed up and ended up running over the trooper before leaving. The trooper was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The suspect's car was disabled and stopped near 47th and Western. The suspect was taken into custody and also taken to the hospital. At this point, DCI has the lead. DCI has the lead in the investigation. The Sioux Falls Police Department is assisting in trying to determine what happened and reconstruct it as best they can. There was no confirmation if shots were fired, but we have heard reports that there were, and that there were bullet holes in the car.
Right.
No names have been released in the incident, but anyway, that is basically what we've got so far this morning. Western Avenue is back open between 46th and 49th. So I actually ended up taking that detour this morning because it was weird, though. I didn't think I would have stopped and taken the pictures myself if I'd have actually thought there was something going on, but it just looked like, you know, they had it blocked off for like water main or some utility or something.
Yeah, because there wasn't a whole lot of action going on.
There was nothing going on there.
Yeah, just it was closed.
So, yeah, kind of a strange deal this morning. Anyway, we'll keep you posted as we find out more. Probably not going to find out a lot more until about 10:30 this morning, though. So that's what we know about that up to this point. Yeah, so there are some songs that were, there's a list of the 11 biggest songs ever released that their true meanings kind of ruin the song for you.
Is that mean of us to do?
Well, the artists have already ruined the songs by revealing the true meaning, so it's not.
What if people don't know? Because we're going to be telling them. You think it'll ruin the song for them?
I don't really
care.
No, because it's already public.
Yeah.
They could find it without us doing it.
Okay.
So I guess I'd rather be the topical one since 11points.com did it, and I would rather tell people about it than not. Thank you for that jerking of the wheel off the interstate.
Messing with you. Like, gosh.
I will give you the list of songs next. Hang on. 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:52, up to 57 today, and rain, most likely. There is a list put out by 11points.com of the 11 songs ruined by artists revealing their true meanings. A couple of these, I'm going to skip the real true meaning.
Okay.
Because it's
naughty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 11 was Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by the Beatles. Every, you know, stoner back in the day thought, oh, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds must mean LSD, man. Yeah. No, it was actually based on a painting his John Lennon's son Julian did.
Oh, wow. Big difference there.
Friday by Rebecca Black.
Yeah.
Everybody's favorite song.
It's Friday, Friday.
Or not. She later claimed that she knew the lyrics were a bunch of hogwash. I don't know. I think that's a bunch of hogwash myself. Untitled, How Does It Feel by D'Angelo. D'Angelo says the song was not about sex. It was about his grandmother's cooking.
Oh.
Summer of 69 has its roots in the naughtier meaning of the number.
Gotcha.
And not the actual summer of 1969, because Brian was 10
at
the
time,
so that's good. In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins. You know, there was always that legend that the song was about a murder that Phil witnessed.
Yeah.
You know? No. He was just playing with a new drum machine and wrote the song. No big, deep, hidden meaning there.
Oh, weird.
Tutti Frutti, I'll let you go to 11points.com and read what the what that's all about.
Okay.
Number five was from the Beastie Boys, and it is You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party.
Yes. That's not about partying?
It's not, no.
Really?
The real story behind it is it's basically a parody of party anthems, not supposed to be one itself.
Oh, but yet it is.
Yes, huh. It is.
Interesting.
My Sharona by The Knack.
Oh, I like that song.
A woman named Sharona Alperin says the song is about her when she was an underage girl. She thinks she was maybe 16 or 17 at the time. And Knack singer Doug Figger was about 9 years older.
Oh.
Madonna, Like a Virgin. The male songwriter said it's actually about a guy getting over a breakup.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
That is really weird.
Very, very, very weird.
Hey!
I just thought it was Madonna being skanky looking for attention.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought.
Yeah. The number two song, Ruined by Hidden Meanings, I don't think it really ruined it, but turns out Miley Cyrus had never... She'd never heard a Jay-Z song at that point in her life.
Really?
No. And the Jay-Z song was love. Stop my head
down. Wee! They should be mixed together.
And the number one song ruined by its true meaning. Oh, yeah. It's Journey. Just a city boy. Born and raised in South Detroit. Yeah, there is no South Detroit. It's just Detroit.
I did know that. I did know that.
Because Detroit is wedged right up against the Canadian border. So if you go south from Detroit, you're in Canada.
Oh. Would yeah. not work.
No. Doesn't work so well.
I don't think Canada would have fit in the wording of that song, though.
I don't think it was Canada. I think it was just, it sounded good, so they went with it, whether it was true or not. Because there is South Philly. There is no South Detroit.
Right.
I guess there kind of is South Detroit. One could always argue, well, sure, there is the southern part of Detroit would be South Detroit.
Well, you would think.
Nobody calls it that, though.
Gotcha.
So, it's not like there's an actual place called South Sioux Falls.
No.
There is a place called North Rapid.
There is?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, there's a sign for it, North Rapid City.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of living there for a year.
Oh, yay.
It was... interesting.
I'm sure.
Lots of large women in really small clothing. Lots of them.
Ew.
Latest on the early morning police chase in Sioux Falls coming up in the news. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.